This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, a little bit more chaos. The tariff talk has sure been steering all of the market trade, and the grains have not been impervious to the impacts that we've seen over the last few days. It seems like anytime you get a decent move, you can erase it, go the other direction intraday, and maybe end up back where you started before it's all over with. So that continues to kind of be the case. But this morning, corn is near steady here coming out of the break, with beans up anywhere from 4 to 8 cents, depending on the contract, and wheat just closer to steady as well. Export sales came out this morning, nothing to write home about there. Corn down 32% from the four-week average. Wheat down 25% from the four-week average, and beans down 14% from the four-week average. So we anticipated that we were going to have a little softer export sales. We saw that reflected in the report this morning. And really, it's up to what we see for headlines. Brooke Rollins had made the comment and alluded to the idea that maybe ag products would be excluded from the tariffs or delayed, or there may be some relief there for the ag sector. But we've not heard anything official as of yet. Waiting to see if we get anything in that regard that might help things out a little bit along the way here. But again, when you're subject to headlines, there's just no second guessing what could go on. And right now, we just have to wait and see.
And there were immediately as well, Eric, some talk about negotiations and meeting in the middle and finding that common ground. Do you think that's just posturing, or do you think there's something to that? Do you think there actually could be a deal that gets done, and maybe this isn't as bad of a situation as we might be expecting?
Well, I can sure hope so. In the case of Mexico, they seem to be a little less hard-lined than what we've heard as far as rhetoric out of Canada and China, for that matter.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. May corn up 3/4 of a cent at 456.5. May soybeans up 9 cents at 10.20¾. May soybean meal up 280 at 302.60. May soybean oil up 47 cents at 43.46. On the Merc, April live cattle down 57 cents at 195.97. March feeder cattle down $1.17 at 274.92. April lean hogs down 50 cents at 84.20. Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 18.29. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.